Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News Director Eric Johnson for April 18th, 2019. President Donald Trump is threatening tariffs against the European Union if the EU doesn't bring agriculture to the trade negotiation table. Trump has threatened tariffs on European cars and auto part imports, a move the EU said previously that it would abandon talks over. The EU agreed to move forward with the trade talks earlier this week, but reiterated that agriculture will not be a part of the negotiation. Meanwhile, Joe Heinen, a European Parliament member from Germany, said Trump's tariffs on the EU could lead to a trade war, and they're not going to be bullied at the negotiation table.
Of course, we have started a new approach to have a US-EU trade agreement, but under pressure and with the pistol on the chest, Europe will not negotiate. It's a no-go, and the Parliament, with a large majority, has expressed itself against negotiations under pressure.
If Donald Trump goes ahead with the auto tariffs, the EU seems likely to retaliate with tariffs on US wine and dairy. The EU is also seeking the removal of Section 232 steel and aluminum tariffs by the U.S. prior to the conclusion of negotiations. The U.S. and Japan this week agreed to accelerate trade talks to advance a trade agreement. The first round of the talks focused on agriculture and cars, according to Bloomberg News. Japan's economic revitalization minister will meet again next week with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to continue the negotiation. Japan is seeking to avoid U.S. tariffs on cars exported to the U.S., while President Donald Trump is seeking greater access to agricultural goods to Japan and many measures similar to those found in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. North Dakota's health department says four illnesses in the state have been tied to a salmonella outbreak linked to frozen raw ground tuna. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the tuna from Louisiana-based Jensen Tuna has sickened 13 people in seven states since January. Two people have been hospitalized, no deaths reported. The company has recalled the tuna that was imported from Vietnam, and it has been sold to distributors in Connecticut, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, New York, North Dakota, and Washington. The tuna was sold for finished food dishes sold by restaurants and food retailers and was unlikely sold directly to consumers in grocery stores. Chief of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has signed off on the Souris River Flood Protection Project for northern North Dakota. Corps says in a release that Lieutenant General Todd Semonite signed the final report Tuesday during a gathering of public officials in Minot. He is recommending that Congress authorize the project. The plan includes a diversion channel along Maple Street parallel to the BNSF railroad tracks and a corresponding 1,200-foot-long earthen levee along with other flood control structures. Construction would happen in several phases. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.